ABC Radio Darwin.
Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah, have you ever found yourself going down a rabbit hole online? You look up a question which brings up a Wikipedia page which tells you about something else you desperately need to know more about, and all of a sudden you've spent an hour reading about obscure facts on the Scandinavian royal families of the 1600s. Maybe not exactly that, but you know the kind of rabbit hole that I'm talking about. Well, over the last few weeks, I have found myself tumbling down the most delicious and bizarre rabbit hole as I found myself investigating the fascinating world of the prestigious Cake of the Week Award, awarded in the global aviation sector. It all started with the announcement that our local airport had won the prize for a cake that had been commissioned for the launch of the new Darwin to Canberra link. I spoke to local baker Tenny Russo, who had created the 14-kilogram cake designed to look like a vintage tea towel map of Australia, with tiny little sugar creations depicting local iconography for both Darwin and Canberra.
So everything was handmade. So like the little Luxo bowl was all made out of sugar. There was a little jet ski. There was a crocodile. And so we had things that represent Darwin. And then I had like a little bunch of grapes for the vineyards in Canberra, and then some flowers for the Floriade Festival and so forth.
Local baker Tenny Russo, her cake recently won Cake of the Week for the cake commissioned by the Darwin Airport when they recently launched their Darwin to Canberra route. And I was speaking with Tenny a few weeks ago. Yesterday on the show, I spoke to Bruce from the Darwin Airport. He's the aviation development analyst, to find out just how significant winning the Cake of the Week award is.
Oh, it's big and it's cutthroat in the aviation industry. The street cred, or whether we'd say runway cred, we get from winning Cake of the Week is certainly something which is boasted about.
And today, well, you're about to hear from the man behind it all, the man known as Paul Croc Hogan. He's the publisher of the Airline Network News and Analysis website, Anna.aero. He's based in the UK, and I spoke to him to find out about how this cutthroat global aviation industry cake competition, how it's all come about.
Well, airlines celebrate new routes, and we obviously, we used to award routes of the week to new airline routes, like, you know, the Darwin-Canberra route that you've got going on there. And then, you know, they have a lot of celebrations, balloons and parties and things like that. But cakes are a big feature, and many of the route launches have cakes. So we just sort of said, oh, well, this probably won't go down very well internationally, but we'll do a sort of Cake of the Week. And then everybody wanted the Cake of the Week award. They didn't want the Route of the Week award, which we'd sort of done for this massive civic pride thing. They just wanted to get the Cake of the Week award. So, you know, from there on out, we started awarding it, you know, and it's been pretty coveted since then.
So how long has the Cake of the Week award been running for then?
It's about 14 years.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
It started soon after we started the website. Yeah.
How seriously is Cake of the Week now taken 14 years into the competition?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because, I mean, we proud ourselves as being analysts and like, really getting, why a route? You know, why are you going to do a route from, like, you know, Darwin to Canberra? How many people are going to use it? And this level of the investment. I mean, a route like that costs millions, you know. But, you know, when I meet airline CEOs and things like that, they don't ask me or start telling me about their yield on the route or something like that. They sort of say, oh, when am I going to win Cake of the Week for this route? And things. They want to talk about cake. They don't talk about the seriousness of the route and the seriousness of the size of the investment. It's always about cake, honestly.
What about failures? Have there been some bad cakes produced over this time?
I mean, I think the one that really goes down tremendously is the London, what they call themselves, London Oxford Airport, and they had some mince pies that they looked like they bought in a garage on the way in to the route launch, and that, you know, they looked dismal, and I don't know. I didn't taste them, but they were really floppy and miserable. You know? And I think that those are the ones. I mean, don't do anything at all. Don't put it out there. If you can't get it, you know, as any decent baker would say, if it's not good enough, just leave it in the kitchen.
Before I let you go, Paul, just over the years, you've talked about some of the memorable cakes. Have there been any memorable disputes?
There have been disputes. I mean, we put cakes out. Sometimes we put them out to votes and things like that. I mean, I remember we had a cake vote, and the Boston Cork Airport lobbied really hard. Cork in Ireland. They had a new route to Lisbon, and their CEO, Niall, if you're listening, phoned me up and got his team to really lobby hard to rig the vote. But he had this cake, which was a depiction of a Lisbon tram, apparently, and sort of going up a hill, some sort of vernacular thing or something like that. But it basically looked like an Aer Lingus bus sinking into an Irish peat bog. And I think that most people felt that as way too. And it just didn't get the votes. I'm afraid that one went to Tampa that week. But it's really odd to be like going on a Monday morning and have somebody phone you up and sort of say, you know, my cake has to win, you know. And they're sitting in some smoke-filled room somewhere, like making these demands. It's a very odd thing when people are talking about that, about cake. You know?
Oh, Paul, I'm so fascinated by this. I know it's very early in the morning over there in the UK, so thank you for getting up early and rubbing the sleep from your eyes and getting a coffee going nice and early to have a chat with us here in Darwin. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Never too early for your show. We'll all be listening in, and congratulations, you guys. Okay, take it easy.
Paul Croc Hogan, he is the publisher of the Airline Network News, excuse me, and analysis website, anna.aero, and the man behind the global phenomenon that is Cake of the Week.